So let's start with the movie news this afternoon, and if you've read Paula Hawkins' best-selling novel, The Girl on the Train, then you'll probably be excited to hear that there is a movie version on the way later this year. Now, Rachel, played by Emily Blunt, is devastated by her recent divorce. She spends her daily commute fantasizing about the seemingly perfect couple who live in a house that her train passes every day. Until one morning, she sees something shocking happen there and becomes entangled in the mystery that unfolds. And the trailer for The Girl on the Train is out now.
A teacher once told me I was the mistress of self-reinvention. It's like having a secret, and nobody but me knows I'm doing it.
I saw her. I saw her from the train. She was with this man.
Just for a second.
Is this her?
Can you tell me where you were Friday night?
I was in the city, and then I went to visit my husband.
You mean your ex-husband? It's my understanding that the woman who has gone missing was his nanny.
Rachel, I need you to stay away.
So what did you do during those hours that night?
I don't remember. There's some time missing. What happened that night in the tunnel? Tell me the truth.
We were seen in the area that night.
How could you be so
Did you murder Megan Hipwell?
No.
Why are you here?
Because I'm afraid of myself.
So I've read the book and now really excited about the movie version coming later this year. Now let's see what's showing in cinemas in English here in Tenerife this week. And London Has Fallen, the sequel to 2013's Olympus Has Fallen. In London, for the Prime Minister's funeral, Mike Banning, played by Gerard Butler, discovers a plot to assassinate all the attending world leaders.
An attack has decimated the British capital.
Five of the world's leaders are now dead.
Stay with me. We'll get you out of here.
The American president.
Now!
Is unaccounted for.
To our friends in the West.
Bakawe.
Number 6 on the 10 list.
What do you want?
Your president.
That's not going to happen.
And in this clip from London Has Fallen, Mike Banning, played by Gerard Butler, and Lynn Jacobs, played by Angela Bassett, talk President Benjamin Asher, played by Aaron Eckhart, through the security measures that will be in place during his trip to London.
What are you guys so nervous about?
The Brits are world class. We all know their reputation. But still, these are the trips I hate. Last minute out of the country, no time to plan. Are you sure I can't talk you out of this?
Len, it's a state funeral. It's our oldest, strongest ally.
All right, spent half the night on the line with our advance team. Metropolitan Police will secure the perimeter of the funeral at St. Paul's Cathedral. Air Force One will land at Stansted Airport. On the ground, it's all Mike.
Touchdown. Then a 12-minute chopper ride to Somerset House. From there, we take an armored vehicle escort down Fleet Street to the cathedral.
You don't seem thrilled.
The British have their hands full. 40 different countries with 40 different security teams.
Minimal flexibility on approach routes, funeral seating, egress.
Can we make it work?
Mike?
I always do, sir.
And London Has Fallen is showing in English in cinemas here in Tenerife this week.
London is just the first stop. Just imagine every major city descending into chaos. Your president dies tonight.
Right, moving on to DVD and Blu-ray releases, and the comedy Sisters, starring Tina Fey, is out now. Sisters Kate and Maura Ellis are summoned home to clean out their childhood bedroom before their parents sell the family house, much to their dismay. Looking to recapture their glory days, they throw one final high school-style party for their classmates.
Ellis Sister Reunion!
Mom and Dad's souls, our childhood home. It's a shame that you never had your night here.
We cannot have a party. Oh my God, it's Brenda.
I heard you were having a party.
You were on our list.
Are you on email?
We forgot to type it. We didn't send it.
When you're flirting with Mr. Man,
I would love to see you let it rip.
Any underage drinking going on?
Oh, no.
You don't look a day over 25. 35.
And Sisters is out now on a DVD and a Blu-ray. Now it's time for our random movie fact of the day. Now, did you know that Tom Cruise, John Cusack, Jim Carrey, and Johnny Depp were all considered for the part of Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? But of course, the role of Ferris eventually went to Matthew Broderick. And did you know that for his scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Charlie Sheen stayed awake for 48 hours to give the desired wasted look? And that was today's random movie fact of the day. We'll have another one along with the movie news on the show tomorrow afternoon.
That's all, folks.